The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I'm not always right, maybe not even usually right, but I like to say even a blind squirrel gets a nut every once in a while. Sadly, unfortunately, I was right on this. Probably 4 or 5 years ago, the Boy Scouts of America took a hard turn to the left. And I mean a hard turn to the left. They abandoned their principles concerning homosexual scout leaders, homosexual boys in the troops. In a whole bunch of issues, they just suddenly took a hard turn to the left. And they did what the mainline Protestant denominations did 60 years ago. They started to see a slight decline. And in order to make themselves more palatable, more acceptable to the culture, they began to compromise on the very foundations of what they believe. That's what happened to the mainline Protestant denominations, some of them 60, 70 years ago, some of them much more recent. But they followed a false philosophy that if we compromise on issues that might be offensive, then we'll make ourselves more appealing, more palatable, and so forth. Well, for the last 60 years, all of those mainline Protestant denominations that began compromising on basic biblical truth have continued to decline until now. They're either dying or they're absolutely dead. And instead of coming back to truth every summer, this summer will be no exception. They'll come together and they will wring their hands and say, oh my goodness, we lost more people last year than the year before. We have fewer churches this year than the year before. What do you think we should do? Well, let's go farther left. Let's become more appealing and less confrontational. And the results are the same. The Boy Scouts, 4 or 5 years ago, began taking a hard turn to the left. And if you're a longtime listener, I made a little prediction. I said in 4 to 5 years, the Boy Scouts may not even be in existence. Well, they are in existence, but they are hanging on by a thread. If you haven't heard, the Boy Scouts of America have filed for bankruptcy protection. Here is a headline from NBC News this morning, and I want you to listen to this. Boy Scouts of America, hobbled by multiple sex abuse lawsuits, files for bankruptcy protection. Quote, facing mounting legal costs from defending itself against lawsuits alleging sexual abuse of boys, the venerable nonprofit sought Chapter 11 protection in a court filing early Tuesday. A spokesman for the Boy Scouts of America said in a statement that the filing had two key objectives: equitably compensate victims who were harmed during their time in scouting, and continue carrying out its mission for years to come. The BSA intends to use the Chapter 11 process to create a victims' compensation trust that will provide equitable compensation to victims. It's interesting If you read the rest of the article, it says, and again, this is NBC News, not me. This is NBC News. They're saying they're taking the same tact, the same strategy that the Catholic Church has in America. Individual dioceses across America, because of the enormous number of sex abuse claims and the enormous amount of money that could be paid out, in order to protect themselves, they filed for bankruptcy. The bankruptcy was to protect them from being totally depleted financially because of all these claims. Well, the Boy Scouts could see the writing on the wall, and more and more and more sexual abuse claims are coming up. They're paying out more and more thousands and then millions of dollars. And in order to stop the outlay of money, they have filed for bankruptcy so the court will take charge of the finances and so that the endless lawsuits will be reduced to a minimum as allowed by the courts. It's a sad day, and I don't think that the Boy Scouts of America are going to survive. I just don't. I don't think they are going to survive. Roger Mosby, BSA. Now, remember, they're not even Boy Scouts of America anymore because they have allowed girls in. Roger Mosby, the president, said this: "While we know nothing can undo the tragic abuse that victims suffered, we believe the Chapter 11 process with the proposed trust structure will provide equitable compensation to all victims while maintaining the BSA's important mission." Well, they're not going to continue their important mission because they have lost their foundation. One of the principles of Boy Scouts is that they were to be morally straight. Now, I realize that when that principle was established many, 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 many years ago, straight meant something different than it does today, but it is just as applicable. That was one of the foundational principles that the Boy Scouts operated on, a moral foundation that would not include same-sex attractions and so forth. They threw that out the window. They abandoned their moral foundation, and this is the result. Now, here's what is shocking. Quote, "It will be far larger in terms of the numbers of victims and far more complicated than any of the bankruptcies we've seen so far involving the Catholic Church." Really? Evidently, it is much worse than anyone was led to believe. Quote, "Those bankruptcies involved individual dioceses or archdioceses, while this involves victims from all 50 states and several U.S. territories. You're looking at thousands of abuse survivors making claims. This is much bigger than the bankruptcy filings involving the Catholic Church." If that is true, if the sexual abuse scandal in the Boy Scouts is bigger than the scandal involving the Catholic Church, I don't see any way they can survive. And to be honest, if they have abandoned their foundational principles, they probably shouldn't survive. It is sad. As I have said hundreds of times, everything the liberal left touches, it destroys. When the Boy Scouts of America took a turn left ideologically, philosophically, it was the beginning of the end. The liberal left kills, destroys everything it touches. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Bob in Delaware will come to you as soon as we return, Bob. So hang tight. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We're going to wrap things up here in just a few minutes. However, we got Bob in Delaware on the line. Hey, Bob, how are you today?
Just fine, Bob. I hope you are, too.
I like the name. I just want you to know that.
It is a good name.
You know, one of the pastors over in Indonesia that I met, his name was Bob. So we had a good laugh over that both of our names were Bob. But anyway, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to comment on your Boy Scout stuff. I am an Eagle Scout. My son's an Eagle Scout. I never thought I would leave the scouting program, but I made the decision when they made some of their ethical decisions 5 years ago to leave. It was one of the hardest decisions I made in my life because I really liked the program. I've gotten now involved in trail life, which is the Christian response to that. But I think it's a little unfair to say that the current problems that the BSA is having is related to their ethical decisions, because these lawsuits are threatening them are from 30 and 40 years ago, with changes to laws that allow suits over a long period of time. So it's not related. There is some decline in membership that's affecting things, but the lawsuits are from long before the change in decisions was regarding homosexuality and other things was ever made.
Okay, I think that's a valid point. Then why are they just now surfacing?
Well, I think it's like the fact that they were like everybody else, like the Catholic Church, like some other Christian churches. They covered them up, and the world of today is. In the past, you didn't talk about this thing like part of the Me Too movement and other things that's allowed these things to become more open. It's become more, people have been more willing to talk about the abuse that they've had in the past and threaten and deal with the suits and stuff over the time.
Okay. Again, I think that's a valid point. Specifically, and that must have been an extremely difficult decision for you. I was in Boy Scouts for a short time, and I didn't even make it close to Eagle Scout, but I understand how incredibly difficult that is and what an enormous amount of pride there is in making the Eagle rank. What was it that caused you to withdraw from the Boy Scouts?
Well, I think it was the comment, as you cited, you know, I know morally straight means different things. It was referring to a right path, but with the Scout Oath saying morally straight, and with them making the decision that I did not think was morally straight, I didn't think I could stay in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you for your thoughts and your insight. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good day.
Hey, you as well. Thanks so much for the call, and please, please call again, all right? All right. Valid point. And I understand that a lot of the sexual abuse things are from years past, but I cannot help believe that this is part of sowing and reaping. But anyway. I think Bob made a very valid point. I'm glad that he called. All right. I don't have time to get into that story. I'm going to hold that till tomorrow. Very, very important, but I just don't have time to get into it. But this, I just have enough time to get into this. The University of Massachusetts, the Lowell campus of the University of Massachusetts, did an on-campus survey. And I thought this was a joke. I thought this was from The Onion. I thought it was a parody. And no, it's the real deal. They asked people on campus at the University of Massachusetts, which would you prefer? A meteorite striking the earth and extinguishing all human life, or Donald Trump being reelected? No, this really. They were asked, which would you rather see? A meteor strike on the earth that would wipe out all human life, or Donald Trump getting reelected? Guess which they chose. A meteor strike that would wipe out Earth. Women, 68% of the women polled said that they would rather have humanity end on Earth than see another Trump term. Men, 53%. Favored mass human extinction rather than the reelection of Donald Trump. And then they went into the age and so on and so forth. The older people, it's funny, the older people who have less time on the earth would rather see Trump than a meteor strike. The younger you were, the more likely they would prefer the mass extinction of the entire human race. Give you any idea of the insanity in American politics today and the depth, not only of division, but the depth of hatred from the liberal left over Donald Trump? Wow. The majority of the University of Massachusetts would rather see humanity wiped off the earth than the re-election of Donald Trump. I mean, what do you say? Hey, here's what I want to say. I want to say I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I really do. Check out our website, thewordcolumbus.com. I've had some people ask about the interview with Star Parker. You can access it at thewordcolumbus.com. Click on my picture, scroll down. You'll see today's programs. Have a great evening, folks, but wherever you go and whatever you do, please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.